It is Tuesday night, and you are listening to the Ooze Luminous Edition with your hosts, Jason Sorrell and Rotten Biohazard. Rotten, what's going on tonight, man?
Not much, man. Yourself?
Doing good. You know, enjoying the holiday weekend. Took a whole, 4 days to myself, made sure I scheduled nothing, made sure I had nothing going on. Even managed to stay off the internet for a little bit. So it's been a good weekend. My 8th year anniversary with my girlfriend, it was on October 31st, so we had a good time with that, and on the 29th, a bunch of my knuckleheads, friends and stuff that live around here, we went downtown, we celebrated one of our friends' birthdays, we had the anniversary thing going, ate some good Irish food in a traditional Irish pub. And then wander around downtown and watch the freak show because Halloween weekend on 6th Street, something to be seen, man. So that's been my weekend. What's been going on with you?
Dude, that sounds actually pretty killer, man. Really, dude, not much. Ended up having a class on Halloween, so I didn't even get home until about 9:30. Ended up killing the rest of my bottle and passing out.
Right on. You had a class schedule for Monday, huh?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I was pretty much in class from noon to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that, more of the students aren't abandoning class on Halloween, that they just don't take the day off.
The class that I was in was a horror and film class. It's for humanities. And we basically sat in there and watched Halloween.
Oh. Right on.
Yes, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, I didn't have to deal with no kids and all that, kind of shit. Just watched the movie. It was all good.
Cool. So there is one little dark spot in my world right now. Seems like the last week or so, I've been awoken at about 5:30 in the morning every morning by some kid outside my window. And I live in the second story, so he's outside my window of the apartment building, wailing his head off about how he wants his mother, going on about how he wants his mommy. And he goes on for 15 minutes to half an hour every morning. And, there's nobody out there talking to him or anything. This morning I actually got up, got out of bed, got dressed, turned on the lights, headed towards the door, ready to fucking just let somebody know what fucking time it was, 5:30 in the morning. And, of course, by the time I got actually out to the door or whatever, they must have seen the lights come on and heard the rush from my apartment because whatever parent or adult was down there decided that this little knee-biter needs to get back inside, which is kind of coincides with our topic tonight. We're going to be talking about procreation. We're going to be talking about population control. And I think this is one of the ideas on your list of ideas when we were talking about different show topics.
Yeah, it was actually, yeah.
Well, what was your viewpoint? What was your intent with the topic? How did you want to approach it?
See, I have different viewpoints. For instance, one of them is eugenics. I have kind of a nice little spin on eugenics, a way that it might actually work in the U.S. or how it could work in the U.S., as well as different, let's say, crimes. I think there's certain crimes that everyone can perhaps agree on where sterilization and chemical castration would be a good idea. Also, there are certain crimes to where a person should just straight up lose their kids and be, fuck you, There's things like that. And also, I've also been really interested in this whole angel of death thing. When is it okay to choose to die? Or is it okay at all,
Right on. And the answer, of course, I have no idea. My opinion, if you want to die, you should be able to make that choice. And depending on whatever your situation is, you should have that option. And, of course, if you commit suicide, if you're successful, well, then there's no ramifications whatsoever. You're already dead, so there's no judgment there as far as the society is concerned.
I was looking at it more from the way of the Dr. Kevorkian kind of style of it, where you actually are terminally ill in the hospital and you ask your doctor to do it. Your family agrees and everything's okay with it. but the state steps in and says, no, fuck you. That's kind of the way I wanted to take a look at that particular side of things, actually.
Right on. Right on. Okay. Well, for me, the whole population control argument, I'm thinking along the same lines as far as eugenics is concerned, but, and I'm also thinking about going even further with giving our society options, telling people that, hey, look, in your situation, your particular, whatever your situation is, there are certain things that we're trying to dissuade our society from going, from doing. So in your situation, we're going to pay you, actually, to not have children, to not procreate, to go through some sterilization process, not just sterilization for some criminal behavior, but actually sterilization as a, you know, as a positive means towards, you know, getting yourself out of trouble, getting yourself a little bit of income, that kind of thing.
See, this whole thing also, population control also ties into education in the fact that it has been proven that the higher the education is in an area or even in a populace of an area, the less kids are born. Because apparently the smarter you are, the more intelligent you are, the easier you realize that, hey, I should worry about a career first before I pop out in our unit, okay? Then you take that into more your lower income neighborhoods. Sometimes even your middle class neighborhoods, okay? Your middle class to your lower. They're popping out kids left and right. They're fucking money rabbits. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you attribute that to? What would you say is the reason for that?
I have to say some of it is, I guess, the area they live in. I also have to say the parents as well as the schools. Education and the parenting at home is key to, you know, a 16-year-old girl popping out a kid while she's still at school. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's what shouldn't happen. If the parents are on the ball, if the school is on the ball, that shouldn't be going on. If the girls worried about her education and less about, you know, screwing around it, at least before 18, okay, then you wouldn't be having this problem we're having nowadays, basically.
Well, do you think it has anything to do with when you say that the higher your level of education, I know that there's that correlation, the higher the level of your education, the less likely you are to have a litter, basically. The less likely you are to have children at an early age. I always seem to contribute that to the idea that, well, if you have more education, you are more able to recognize and evaluate consequences from your choices.
True.
Because everybody knows how to use a condom. Everybody knows how to use a pill. You know, these guys running around that sit there and say that, you know, they don't want to use a condom because it's not comfortable. They don't like to use a condom. Whatever their deal is, they know that you're going to knock some chick up eventually. You're going to get somebody pregnant not using a condom. So these same assholes that go, you know what, a condom's not comfortable for me, I don't want to do that, also know that they're aware of the consequences, they just don't give a shit. And it's because, again, I think it's an issue of education. They think that they can get away with it. They think that these consequences won't exist for them. It's always the other person. It's always the other guy. And it could be also because they have nothing of value, you know, whether it's, you know, their life, their material possessions, whatever, they have nothing of value to be concerned about. So whereas people who have an education build up something and then are concerned about losing that. What were you going to say?
I was going to agree with you, but also it is true that 30 years ago condoms were shit, you know? You know, choice you have nowadays. You do not have a choice, you know, 20, 30 years ago, what you have nowadays when it comes to a good rubber. You go into a store, row upon row upon row of rubbers. Lots and lots of different choices. You know, warming, you know, massaging, it's all good. There's no excuse anymore. None whatsoever. None. No. No.
So I'm almost to the point when we talk about population control, where you just advocate a certain, you know, to a group of, well, it doesn't matter who it is, because you don't want to sit there and say that you have to meet a certain economic marker, you know, above or below, to go through some process. But maybe if you sit there and just say, hey, look, you're 18 years old, you're out of high school and everything else, we don't want any more of you. We got a surplus of people just like you running around. So how about this? How about we give you, you're getting ready to go to school and everything else, how about we give you $10,000 to go through the sterilization process? You know, maybe even do something where, you know what, we'll harvest your eggs, or we'll harvest your, we'll do whatever, so that if down the road you want to pay to actually have a child, where, you know, you have that, the financial wherewithal to do so, then you do so. But if you need some money, and I think that would be the thing, when you're talking about, people that you want to reduce their impact on the population, if you sit there and say, because it's all about instant gratification, so we will instantly hand you $10,000. But, you know, and society's guaranteed that you will not procreate, then that's what we should do. You know, that's I'm pro that. And then we talk about criminal behavior. My thing is, I would sit there and say any felony, anything you do, okay, doesn't matter what the crime is, if you volunteer to reduce, if you volunteer to be sterilized so that you don't procreate, because looking at studies, criminals breed criminals. If you're in a certain, you know, certain social class, certain economic situation, you want to get some time commuted off your sentence. You want to get probation instead of going to jail. Let's make sure you don't procreate. Let's make sure that the bad choices you're making don't impact some other person that didn't have a choice in who their parents were going to be. So I'm all about offering options and options that will be immoral or amoral, if you will, in today's standards.
See, man, with mine, a lot of the eugenics ideas that I have had were, say, for instance, 18-year-old kid just out of high school. You give him an IQ test. Not only an IQ test, but you also give him a practical test dealing with social situations, things like that. And you grade him. You grade him on a scale of A to F. A, B, C, D, and your F. Okay. Now, your A's, you give, your more higher echelon jobs, your CEOs, your doctors, your lawyers, shit like that, okay? Your B's, you give them just a little bit less, you give them a little less than the A's. Still good, but not as good as the A. Your C's, you give them, your run-of-the-mill jobs, you give them, your blue-collar jobs, okay? You give your D's less than that. You give you take all your F's, take them on the big field, blow their fucking brains out. Just pull those right over, okay? And your D's, you only allow them to have one kid per parent, and you castrate them, or chemically, because castration is kind of a pain in the ass. You chemically castrate them. Your C's, you want to have a nice little workforce going for you, so you want to be able to let them have three or four kids. Your B's, three or four. Your A's, you really want them to procreate a little more, so you give them a five kids. That'll take care of it right there.
Have you read the book Brave New World?
I actually thumbed through, but I've not actually read it all the way through. No, I have not.
Well, what you're describing is what they actually established through the development process of the fetus. So what you're saying is you'd be implementing that process where you have alphas. So the alphas were the cream of the crop, the most intelligent, the most physically well off, the ideal. It would be the alpha. And the alpha people, they were born alpha. So they went to alpha classes, they went through alpha training processes, and they got alpha-type jobs, executive positions. And then you had betas, gammas, betas, deltas, gammas, and so on, so far down the line. Sarah Kamali's in there. She's a little bit more familiar with the book than I am. I think gammas were the workforce. These were the dullards. And their population was, strictly controlled. But the flip side of what you're talking about, though, the world needs more ditch diggers than it needs doctors. The world needs more pie cooks than it does CEOs, unfortunately. So there would have to be, this program would have to account for that. What level of workforce, how many gammas would you need to support the society? How many betas, how many deltas, how many betas, and so on. Now, I've actually, the process you're kind of advocating, my thing has been, I think marriage should be more difficult. I don't think two people should be able to go down the courthouse with their IDs in their pockets, love in their hearts, and lust in their loins, right? Go to a judge and go, we want to get married. And they just make sure, hey, are you guys cousins or sister, brother, sister? No. We met at a family reunion.
Wink,
that's,
wink.
That's what we did, right. Right. So that's all they give a shit about, right? My thing would be exactly the kind of thing you're talking about, where you actually start testing kids through school. I have a whole model for education. That's something else we talk about another evening. But when you start testing kids in school, levels of intelligence, you measure their economic success, their potential economic success. you do genetic screening so that you can actually have a legitimate say as to, look, if you two get together, there's a high likelihood of X happening, you know, whether it's heart disease, a whole bit. So, and then you just say, these are the issues, okay? And then what you do, like right now, we hand money to people for producing children in an irresponsible manner, okay?
Yeah.
And what we do instead is we flip that around. We start telling people that if you have children in a responsible manner, we will pay you. But if you choose not to have children in a responsible manner, you are getting dick from us. Okay? So,
there's a little issue, though. Who is it decides what is responsible and what isn't, though? Who gets that final say?
You would have society determine a set of standards. You'd have experts come out and go, you know, this is feasible and this is not. You'd have politicians, people would vote on it. There'd be a bill. And so there'd be this determination, and it would be kind of arbitrary. But basically what it would say is, if you meet these minimum standards, the state sanctioned your marriage. Okay? So if the state sanctioned your marriage, and the state says, yep, there's nothing wrong with you people genetically, there's nothing wrong with you people economically, there's nothing wrong with you people mentally, you people are the people we want breeding, you're the people that we want to have children. And, you know, it could be, it doesn't matter what economic class they're in, as long as they get the state sanctioning, they get the state to say, you guys are good, we sanction your marriage, you would jump through the hoop. Now, if you don't want the state sanctioning, then any benefits you might be entitled to, child support, welfare, all that, you know, all that bullshit, you don't get it because the state didn't sanction your marriage. You're still free to go out and go to a church and do the rings, do the ceremony, and go get married, go do your thing. But the state's not recognizing your marriage as a legitimate for whatever reason, and not because of, you know, sexuality, not because of sexual orientation, but because you people getting together are going to be dangerous. Your kids are going to be dangerous. Your kids are going to be diluting the gene pool. We don't want that. So by taking that step, right, we're not going to pay you people anymore, whoever you are, for having children. Instead, we're going to encourage these folks to have kids, whoever they might be. Or, you know, and again, it doesn't matter who it is. You go through the hoops. So you know that if you're coming up and you're a little slow in the head, okay, and you don't come from a great economic background, but you want to have children. That's one of your goals for whatever fucking reason. And I don't know why anybody would wish that on itself, but you want to have children.
You had three.
I got three, man. Three times, and they're wonderful. You know, I joke, I kid, but you know they're wonderful and everything else. But you decide you want to have children. That's one of your goals. Well, then you go and look for somebody that, first of all, is willing to put up with you. Right, and then second,
that's a big
deal. Right. But then we'll meet all those standards. Because you know, people fall in love for all different kinds of reasons, everything else. And there's all kinds of, you know, people in every social class and every strata. You've got all kinds of people. So you're going to find combinations that are going to work versus combinations that don't. So it's not going to be so strict that only the upper echelon actually able to reproduce. Because, like I said, you need people of all types in order for the society to function. But what you do is you sit there and say, you know, look, you people come from the same fucking neighborhood. You both have criminal records. Neither of you graduated from high school, and neither of you have a job. Guess what? It's not a good idea for you two to get married. And sorry, hon, if you let him knock you up, and that's another thing that I trip that I'm on. Women should be the gatekeeper. You got these fucking women walking around talking about how it's my body and it's my rights. Well, yeah, the fuck it is. It's your body and it's your rights. And guess what? It's your responsibility too, hon. You're the gatekeeper. You've got the fuck. You choose to spread your legs or not spread your legs. So when you get knocked up and you start going, oh, you know, I heard somebody talking about how a guy has one choice in that process. A guy chooses to fuck some chick, you know, with no protection. That's his choice. Once he makes that choice, he has no decisions left, all right? So she decides, I might be pregnant. Do I take the morning passive pill or not? No. Okay, well, I've got, you know, 2 or 3 months in whatever state you're in, I can get an abortion. Do I get an abortion? No. No. Okay, well, I'm going to have this kid. I'm going to carry this kid to term. Do I give it up for adoption? No. So what am I going to do? I'm going to live at home, get fucking welfare, and I'm going to burn you for child support if I can prove that it's your kid. And the state's going to go, yep, she has the right to do that, absolutely.
No, I agree with that.
So when Yeah, when these women talk about equality, when these women talk about how they're desperate to be seen on the same fucking level as everybody else, men, okay, as everybody else, well, then take some fucking ownership and responsibility for your own goddamn organs. Don't just talk about rights. Don't just talk about how you should be respected and everything else. Own it. Earn it. You sit there and go, you know what, if I get knocked up, that's my fucking problem. But our society doesn't encourage that. Just like our society encourages people to have as many kids and don't be responsible for that shit on your own. So it all comes down to responsibility. And I would be
I even hate to say this, man. It's actually even racial. It really is. It is a racial thing as well. Even more so these days. I know it's not a topic for this, but you know what I'm saying though, right?
Yes. There is, you know, when I look at the demographics, okay, I could say that there's a racial component, but given the people that I know, given the people that I see, I would have to say that it's more economic, that the racial aspect of it is secondary to the economics. That you've got people, poor people, it doesn't matter what race they come from, poor people breed like fucking rats. I mean, they just and it's. I remember when I was a kid taking a social studies class, and this is a junior high social studies teacher, which means she's failed at life. But she made the point that in Africa, you've got 9-year olds running around pregnant, and she pointed out that the reason 9-year olds are pregnant is that, well, in Africa, not everybody has a television in their house, so they've got nothing fucking else to do. And there was some truth to what she's saying. When you got a group of people who have they don't have two thoughts to rub together in their head. So when they can't think of anything else to do, you know what? How about we just fuck? I'm bored. let's just do it, and you know, and get it out of our system, and then maybe fall asleep or pass out, you know, or maybe smoke a blunt or drink a beer or whatever. Whatever it is, that's what they do. That's their form of entertainment. So of course there's going to be more children coming from them. Whereas you've got the people who have a little bit more education, who are a little bit more fluent, and you know what am I going to do? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to watch a movie. I'm going to work on some papers. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write some music. Whatever. They've got other things to do other than just fucking and getting pregnant.
You know, so man, that's actually kind of funny because all I'm doing lately, man, is working, dude. I'm going through school. I'm trying to get this shit, you know, accomplished. That's all I think about, man. School. I don't think of anything else in that regard at all. I have really no desire for it. I could have it, I could not. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't weigh on me, I guess you could say, on my head.
Right. Well, I got to be perfectly honest. When I was in school, all I was thinking about was pussy. I mean, I went to college looking for chicks to nail. But I see what you're saying though. That it's what you think about, and it's. And it just comes from, like I said, I think it's more, it has to do more with economics than it does with race. But I'm trying to, I think one of the messages is coming out in several of these shows, where, you know, not just us, but Female Satan's talked about and everything else, is that children become the way the government controls you. So getting the word out, because the one thing about the socially disenfranchised is they don't like the idea that they don't have any freedoms. Sure, they haven't earned any fucking thing. Sure, they don't own any fucking thing. But when you tell them they don't have any freedom, so they're being controlled by their government, they don't like that shit. So getting the message out to these people that, hey, yeah, one of the best ways for the government to fucking control you is through your children. Because as soon as you have a kid, well, then they are mandated after 5 years of life to be in school at a certain time. Their nutritional requirements have certain, you know, you have to make sure that's taken care of. You have to take care of their clothing and their shelter and everything else. And, you know, frankly, this is another thought. If a person is not able to take care of another human being, they're just ill-equipped. They don't have it, okay? Why is it a social stigma for them to give that child up? Why is it that way? If they sit there and say, look, you know, I'm going to be bad for this person. You know, I'm not – my last cat died. This is not going to work out. Okay, why shouldn't we say, you know what, it's good for you to recognize that, to have that clarity of self, to go ahead and say, it's time to step away from this relationship that you've started. and get somebody else involved. But no, our society said, nope, nope, best possible thing for both the mother and the child and everything else is to stay together, even though she's a worthless piece of shit in what she's doing. She's just producing a fucking carbon copy of her worthless ass in the next fucking generation. Actually, she produced 5 or 6 of them because she had nothing else to fucking do.
And dude, that actually brings me to another reason for chemical castration, especially in the female population, or and in the males.
Right.
Okay, let's be fair. But basically, what I was thinking was, is let's say, for instance, you right now, you went and you beat the piss out of your wife and your kids. You did it. You were arrested for it. You went home. Everything's good. You did that. You did something like that 3 times. Your kids. Your kids would be taken away. You would be castrated, and your wife would be chemically castrated. So that way you don't reproduce anymore, you don't have your kids. That way, not only does the cycle stop dead in its tracks, but the kids are safe and fine, have a better life without you in their lives. See what I'm saying?
Sure, right. But even more to that point, I have a college education. I have 3 children. We are... I wouldn't say affluent, but we're well off. Both, my girlfriend and I, you know, been together for 8 years. We're both career professionals. We both do all right, okay? We do all right by our kids. If the state came to me and said, hey, man, we just want to make sure that you don't knock anybody else up because there's 3 of you walking around now, not just you, but there's you and your 3 daughters. Maybe it's time for you to hang it up. The pleasure won't be taken away. There'll still be an ejaculate involved in your orgasm, but you'll just be shooting blanks, and it'll have no effect on your potency, no effect on your masculinity. And here's $5,000 for going through the process. Sign me up. Sign me the fuck up. You know. And of course, I'm sure the problem we run into is that people. And I would say, and you give that, make that offer to anybody. You know, it doesn't matter if it's me with the college education and money in my pocket, or some chick who lives in a trailer park and she's got 3 kids. That 3rd kid, man, she squeezed that kid out. The next day, the doctor and a lawyer and somebody else should be in there going, "Hey, you know what? You want to buy this kid a new crib and everything? Check it out. You got 3 kids already."
Right.
Right. How about we cut you a check right now and we sterilize you? Because there's just too many of you already. You're too
I'm
much
all for it, man.
Right. Think about it this way. It's like, fuck everything else. Fuck the economics, fuck the criminal background, fuck all that. 3 children, they get a divorce. Can that dude pay child support for 3 children?
In this day and age? Shit. Not many.
Right. Most guys cannot. Right. So that's when the state should step in and say, hey, this is just socially responsible. That clown you're marrying, when he fucks up and you finally get pissed off at him, he's not going to be able to support 5 kids, pay you child support. So you're going to be stressing the state about where your money's at. We're going to be wasting tax dollars on tracking this guy down and supporting your ass and supporting your kids. So how about we just cut you a check now? Here's your money. Don't have any more children. Same with the 2. Right. So we are halfway through the show, and I haven't given the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-989-1371. You are listening to The Ooze, and we are talking about population control. If you're in the chat room right now and would like to call in, 347-989-1371, gather your thoughts, call in. I'm going to roll our commercial.
Creative Oddities Studios. Stickers, T-shirts, skateboard decks, lighters, prints, posters, and many other fine pieces of merchandise. It's some of the best damn artwork you'll find on the internet. The creative assault and meandering of Jason Sorrell, T.C. Downey, and Vanessa Lee. Coleman! What is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to visit Creative Oddities Studios. Bondage art. Digital manipulation, erotica, demon girls, fantasy, tattoo art, horror, occult, and we dare to call it artwork.
It's like candy, but for your eyes!
Check out our very popular books on the occult and Satanism, now available in hard copy and downloadable format.
Hoo-wah!
Check out our blogs on art, tattoo work, what life is like as a tattoo artist, social issues, philosophy, lowbrow culture in Austin, Texas, and eminentmind.info. You'll enjoy them.
If you can read!
Creative Oddities Studios. www.creativeoddities.com.
I like the naked girl.
Creative Oddities Studios!
All right. So again, the call-in number is 347-99-1371. Before we go on real quick, I got another side story, and I was hoping that Silver Dot would actually be in the chat room tonight listening to the show. He might still show up. But this guy, back in April, we got together and talked about getting a tattoo done. And he talked to me about some ideas. He sent me some pictures through the email and everything. And I drew a piece up for him, and he didn't like it. He wasn't happy with it. And the summer got really busy for me. I was all kinds of crazy shit. So I've been putting it off and back and forth and trying to work out my idea and everything. What was I going to do for this guy's back piece? And what's kind of a really satanic back piece? All right. So finally get the fucking thing together. Finally get it all drawn up and everything else. I'm sending it to his email, and I don't hear from it. Okay. I see him on the 29th. All right, and of course, you know, everybody we're sitting around, everybody knows I'm a tattoo artist, so all the people that we're talking to and everything else, the conversation turns to tattooing, because that's just the fucking way it works. And I ask him, and Ken's quiet. He's over here, Silver Dot, he's quiet about, you know, what's going on. He's quiet. I ask him, I go, Matt, so what's the deal? Did you just not like the new drawing or whatever? And he goes, well, I haven't gotten it. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and resend it to you. And I didn't want to get back on the internet this weekend. But anyways, he sent me an email today saying, hey, man, just in case you lost my email or whatever, here it is. Here's the correct email. It's the same email address I've been using, so I don't know what the deal is. I sent him the picture again today. Haven't heard from him. Now, I was holding off on putting this out online because I wanted him to see it first, but I'm pretty much done waiting. So there's a YouTube link now in the chat room that will take people to actually see the image, and it's pretty big, so I kind of went through the image and everything else, showing the people the different elements. If somebody sees Silver Dot in the Sin chat room, and here I am, so I'm plugging my YouTube video, I'm plugging Creative Eye Studios, I'm plugging the Satanic International Network. If somebody sees Silver Dot in the Sin Chinese chat or whatever, anywhere, let him know that his back piece design is done, and I'm just waiting to hear what he has to say about it. So that's my plug. So population control, man, using it as a social lever to encourage people to be more responsible. What other ideas do you have on this?
Well, let's see. There's also the idea of certain crimes should deem castration or chemical at that, generally both. I definitely feel there are certain crimes that people overall would, you know, they would mostly agree with on, you know, what crimes should warrant such an act. For instance, molestation of children. There you go, fuck you. You're getting castrated. Let's see, generally you want to get rid of a lot of the dope fiends. You want to get rid of them pretty quickly. You want to get rid of people who are just abusive in general, or at least you'll give them the option of cash and castration. Yeah, you know. Murder, generally a lot of things are going to end you up in prison for a long time. Castrate them. Let it be done.
What about shoplifting?
Hear me out before you go.
No, not shoplifting. Shoplifting's not that bad.
Man. Shoplifting can be fun, man. It can be a lot of fun.
Okay, now hear me out, though. All right, this is my rationale. This is my logic behind castration for shoplifters. If you're caught shoplifting, you are too stupid to be allowed to breathe.
No.
That's my thought on this. Okay? The fucking shoplifting is so easy to do and so easy to get away with that if you're caught doing it by default, we don't want you producing any more stupid children. Your parents have already fucked up by producing you. We don't want you producing any more stupid children. Castration. Castrate them. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm all for, yeah, murderers, rapists, child molesters, shoplifters. If they're caught, ask for it. Okay? Let's see. What else? What other criminals? I think here's something, all right? If you are in arrears in your child support payments and elect to be castrated, your child support should be forgiven.
No shit.
Okay?
That's hilarious.
It sounds hilarious. It sounds stupid, but we're talking about the social issue. We're talking about society sitting there saying, you know what, we're tired of these irresponsible jackasses knocking women up and then skipping out of town. So what do? Hey, buddy, you are in arrears in your child support. You owe thousands of dollars to this person you don't even like anymore. You made the mistake of fucking her and knocking her up. How about this? We solve your problem and we solve our problem. We chemically castrate you. You have no more children. We don't have to worry about you being in arrears to another person for child support. We forgive your debt. She just has to deal with it.
Nice.
Right, right. We can tell her that you got his balls. I'm sorry, ma'am. You're not going to get the money. You're not going to get all that other stuff, but you got his balls. So the joke has become true in your case. You've gotten his balls. You should be happy.
Oh, I think that they should definitely offer the guy, let's say, $2,500, offer the woman $5,000, just to help out the kids. You know what I mean?
Sure. What?
And anything over $5,000, though, in child support, it's a loss to a woman. But hey, $5,000. I mean, that's at least a decent way of going about it, in my opinion. I mean, I don't think the woman should be out all that money, really. At least give her something. You know what I mean?
Look, but you know what? I know what you're saying. Okay. And I can be sympathetic. I can be empathetic and understand that, yeah, it's not those children's fault that they made this, that they end up there. But I guess my question would be, you know what? 100 years ago, okay, some kid's born to some whore or whatever, did the society step up and go, we're going to collect child support for you, we're going to go ahead and hand you some money?
Nope. No.
And we've
got a point.
And we seem to get along. It didn't happen. We seem to get along. We seem to get through that all right. I don't understand the let's do it for the children argument. No. If society feels like that mother should have extra money for her children, well, the society should make her have to go out and get two jobs. I know it's harsh, but you spread your legs. And let some jackass, you didn't check his bank statements, you didn't see what was going on with this guy, you didn't see if he was stable or anything else, you just let him fuck you without a condom, and you're the gatekeeper. So now, if you can't provide for these children in a means that satisfy the minimum state requirements, well, then the state is going to penalize you in some way for not being able to do so. If the state has to step in and take care of you, then the state, you're going to suffer those consequences. That I would love to see that happen.
Okay, well then, okay, if I can understand it for that, what about, let's say, you and a spa got married, and she became, the legal, wait, are the two kids that you have now living with you, are those hers?
Two of them are mine, and one of them is hers.
Okay, but let's just say, for instance, you two were married, she adopted, your other daughter there, however you wanted to do it, but then you decided to just skip out of town. You said, get a divorce, skip out. Now, in that case, don't you think that maybe the state should give her money because you skipped out, castrate you, would give her cash instead? Because, if people were legally married, but the dude skipped out, it's kind of a gray area in my eyes between your argument and that. You know what I mean?
No, I see what you're saying. Let's reverse it. Let's reverse the gender roles.
Okay.
We get married. She adopts my children, and then she skips out.
Even though, technically speaking, it's usually the man who skips out. Theoretically, it's always usually the man. It's usually always the man in that situation.
See, it's usually the men that are vocal about leaving. If a woman leaves a dude, that guy usually isn't crying about child support. That guy is not usually, yelling about how it's turning around, it's changing. But our society, if a woman leaves a man, and leaves him, and he just deals with it more often than not. So,
okay, yeah,
you know,
women are usually vindictive bitches. Okay, yeah, that's your point. Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about, you know, it's the woman who, whenever she, in a divorce, you come into a marriage, no children, okay? You come into a marriage, you get together, you get married, you're both career professionals. You both have fairly equal economic value. You're together for 2 years, okay? You invest in a house together. That's the only thing that you bought together is a house, all right? And you get a divorce, and there's some states where you get told as a man, you have to pay that woman for the rest of your goddamn life alimony.
Yep. Or at least until she gets remarried. Yep.
Right. What did she have what does she have now that she didn't have before? You know, what did she sacrifice? You know, sell the fucking house and split it 50-50 and be done with it. We can't have a clean break. Because the woman will go, I got married and everything else. It's not like she was a virgin when they got, you know, their honeymoon night. That shit doesn't happen anymore. So it's not like she was, you know, she can't put a pussy back in the market anymore because it's used now, so it's been devalued. I think that's where it really comes from, is that there was a time when, you know, when you want a little bit of tread off those tires and everything else, and she tried to put it back on the market, well, it wasn't, you know, as desirable anymore. Well, that's not the case. We've moved past that. So why can't we move past this idea that women should be somehow financially reimbursed for their time when a man doesn't have that option? So,
yeah.
Again, it comes down to, I feel for those children. I really, really do. And hopefully somebody steps in and goes, look, your parents are idiots. Don't be idiots when you get that together.
Right.
But we're not going to make the rest of the fucking country pay if your parents are idiots. You know, if anything, get angry about it, your little children, and get angry about it and make them suffer, you know, for having you. Make them wish that you'd never been born so that, you know, hopefully they don't breed any further, you know. And you're telling them, I'd be telling them at school, you know, your mom and dad have another brother and sister. I want to show you the dollars and cents. I don't care. If the kid's 6, 7, 8 years old, they'll understand, you know, hey, you got 7 apples. You got an apple a day. Well, if you got another little brother laying around, well, you've only got 3 apples now for the week. That's what's going to happen to your life if your mom and dad have another kid because they have no way of supporting their child. So half your kid goes away. That kid will step up and go, Mom, Dad, fuck no. Put a fucking Jimmy hat on that thing. Do not, have any more kids.
Dude, man, how many 5 and 6-year-old kids do you think are going to be putting skates right on the landing of the stairs, man? How many kids think are going to put, you know, skates right at the top of the stairs when mommy's not looking?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying, though?
I know what you're saying. My angel, my 6-year-old, she understands what I'm talking about. I'm serious because I think she has like a gland in her brain that if her mother and I are in another room and getting a little frisky, there's a little bit of heavy petting going on. She senses it, comes running in. What are you guys doing? Hey, we only got so much money around here. You know, there's only so many toys in there, and I don't see you buying me a bunch of new shit. So don't you go and have another one of me, because that's my dad. That's her deal. These are not heavy concepts. The issue is that I think we have to get around that moral argument, that idea that there are certain rights that a certain group of people have that require no responsibility for those rights. So, you know, we're talking about, and I you know, population control, can we castrate criminals? Most people in society, I think, are going to be able to go, yes. Unless they come from a particular culture, a particular segment of society that engenders criminal behavior. Then they start going, oh, no, let's not do that. Let's not do that shit. But, you know, they have no pony in this argument, I think. But when we're talking about, you know, you have these people who expect certain rights, that certain rights be recognized without the responsibilities that should be inherent in those rights, that's where it's problematic for me. And that's where I think we need to actually flip the script, basically, and go, we're going to start rewarding responsible behavior versus rewarding irresponsible behavior.
I agree. And, dude, I have a topic for the last 15 minutes.
What's that?
I have a topic for the last 15 minutes.
Okay, what do you got?
Immigration.
Integration.
Immigration.
Immigration. Immigration, okay. Okay.
Let me paint you a picture why, though. Okay?
Okay.
Last week, last Thursday or Friday it was, one town over from me, a Honduran and two Mexican buddies. The Honduran followed a woman out of the local Walmart, tried to carjack her. She wouldn't give up the keys, wouldn't give up the purse. The guy pulled out a kitchen knife and stabbed her 7 times, all in the chest and gut, with a kitchen knife. She later died of injuries. They are sending the two buddies of his out of, you know, back to Mexico, and three other buddies out. So that's 5 they're being sent away. This Honduran is going to be sitting in our prison until he gets sent back. And 2 years later, he's going to come right back. That's what happened here just, you know, last week.
So what's your answer? What's your solution? What do you think should be done?
A wall? Shoot them. Open season.
You know, when we talk about immigration, we talk about illegal immigration from Mexico. You have to keep in mind that we're talking about a country, first of all, that they have some of the toughest immigration laws in the world. We talk about Mexico, you're talking about a country that has a national language and actually sends their president up here to speak to our Congress when our Congress considers voting on making English the national language of the United States. You're talking about a country that sends basically the people that come north from Mexico. It's not that there aren't jobs in Mexico to be had. Mexico has a lower unemployment percentage than the United States right now.
Yeah.
It's that the people that are coming here, it's not that they can't find jobs. It's not that there's no jobs to be had. They just lack the skills. The standards to get a job in Mexico are too high for them to make the cut.
Seriously?
That Mexico, yeah. That Mexico lacks the agricultural industry that you think about this. If your entire population is agricultural, okay, and you own in Mexico, you grow agave or whatever, you grow, you know, they make tequila out of it, or you grow corn, whatever it is the fuck you grow, maize, I don't know, whatever it is you grow. You're only going to need so many bodies because of automation, because of all these other things. Even if you've got field hands picking corn, you only need so many bodies. So where do these people go when you're hiring? You want the best. I mean, it's no different in Mexico than it is here in the United States. When you're hiring, you can ask for things like a high school diploma. You can ask for things like a bachelor's degree, you know, for positions and everything else. These people are coming across the border. A lot of them, you know, they barely speak their own language, let alone English. So when you hear these people talking about how, well, they should at least be able to speak English when they come across the border, well, no, these people, you're asking people that, you know, can't even speak Spanish to speak English. It's just not going to happen. I've got two answers to this. One answer is an answer I've actually kind of put out there before. What you do is you decide, you don't have to build a wall. You could actually make money putting an end to the illegal immigration situation. What you do is you got a half-mile stretch from the fucking Gulf Coast all the way to the Pacific Ocean on our southern border that is it's no man's land. Nobody goes there. There's signs on both sides of it saying if you cross this point, your life is at risk. You are in danger. Okay? So you put out the word that you come across this line and you don't have authorization. You're not going through an authorized checkpoint. Your life's in danger. And then you tell people, I mean, this could be a worldwide, but mostly it's going to be rednecks from the United States. You tell people, bring your ammunition, bring your automatic weapons, bring your rifles, come down, we got lodges waiting for you, we got food you can buy, we got hunting you can buy, and you can hang out, we got hills here, we got spotters, you can hire spotters, and what you do is you just point those guns south and open fire, it's open season, you see it move, kill it, okay, you're going to have every fucking redneck, every fucking gung-ho survivalist, every military whatever, anybody that thinks they're a badass with a rifle, whatever, they're going to come down here, and they're going to – and what is it we're talking about? You don't go past this berm because, hey, if you go past this line, you're in no man's land. You could get killed. So if they're all lined up on a hill with their spotter looking at some sunglasses and going, there's one, and they all open up. all the bullets fly and everything else. They would pay. You get to pay like $500, $2,000 a weekend to show up. So it's border control that pays for itself. All
dude,
right?
that is beautiful.
Now, that's one answer. That's one solution I have, okay? The other solution, which I think is a little bit more realistic, all right, open the border up completely. Let them all come up. There's, as far as the border is concerned, there's no difference between the United States and Canada. There's no difference between the United States and Mexico. Let them all come up if they want to come up. Let them come across the border. Arrest fuckers for hiring people that are not do not have the ability to get employment here legally in the United States.
That makes sense.
So you basically be saying, hey, we're not ignoring these people's human rights. We're not ignoring their suffering. We understand that they want to come up here and they want to find work. But we have laws here, just like you have in Mexico. You have laws about who can own land, who can own a business, who can hire, who can work. You have laws that you enforce, and you enforce their harsh enforcements, harsh penalties for violating these laws in Mexico. So if these people come here, we're not going to penalize them. They go to find work. And they try to find work, whatever. If we find out that some dude has hired them, whether they knew it or not, you know, if they didn't do their due diligence to make sure the people they're hiring are legal, they're going to jail. The people that hired them are going to jail. From the human resource person that signed off on their paperwork all the way up to the CEO, you're going to jail. So now they can come across the border as free as they want to. Fuck it. But there's no work for them here.
Yep.
That I think is the legitimate solution.
I think we should do that now, man. I mean, really, throw the whole opening the borders off the table, but have the penalties for the hiring be much more strict.
All right. Well, they talk about them already being strict now about hiring illegals. No, come. There's supposed to be some serious penalties. Yeah, they're not enforced. The other side of that, of course, is that you have to legalize drugs at the same time.
Yeah, you would.
So now, and which I'm all for. So now the drug cartels that are using our borders, their reason to inflate the prices on their product. Okay, that's all the border war does. That's all the war on drugs does. Give the people that sell drugs a reason to inflate their prices. You know, it costs us. Okay, so we're growing marijuana. All right. Well, it costs us about 35 cents a pound to grow marijuana.
Yep.
But to get that shit across the border costs us $3,000 a pound or whatever.
Yep.
I don't. I'm pulling numbers out of my ass. I don't know. But you understand my point. it's not the growing of the product. It's not the value of the product, because marijuana will grow fucking anywhere. Okay.
Oh,
so
yes,
it
will.
Not the value of the product. Right. Not the value of the product or the difficulty in growing it or whatever that's the issue. It's not the quality of the product that's the issue. It's getting the shit to the market. Is where all the expenses is at. So you legalize it, you legalize all. I fucking say, legalize every fucking thing. People want to fucking shoot up Drano, have at it, man. Knock yourself out. You know, kill yourself. We get back to population control. If
That's
your
true.
Dumb ass takes your own ass out, fuck it. Good for society.
I agree.
So, yeah. And it's and then they don't breathe. I've been eating paint chips and shooting up Visine, and I wonder why my dick doesn't work. Well,
dude, that is
good?
Comical.
So the phone number is 347-989-1371. We got less than 5 minutes left in the show for people to call in, and nobody wants to call in. I don't know. What's up with that? But I agree with immigration. Something needs to be done, and unfortunately, The humanitarian thing, the rational thing, not the humanitarian thing, the rational thing to do, you can't blame these people for going to where they think they're going to be able to support themselves. They're animals looking for food, okay, just like any other human being is. You know, I'm hungry, how am I going to eat? What am I going to do? So they come across that border. It's the people that are feeding them, you know. There are neighborhoods here in Austin where it is illegal to feed deer, okay, because it'll attract more deer, and that's a problem. It's illegal to feed deer. Why doesn't that same logic apply to other human beings? You know, if you feed the homeless, guess what? They're gonna, you know, if you hand out money to the homeless and everything else, they're going to be more homeless. They're going to show up. If you give money to illegal immigrants, guess what you're going to have next summer? More illegal immigrants. They're going to hear about how good it is in your house, and they're going to start showing up. Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's hilarious.
So, yeah, it's all the common sense in the world goes out, I think, when you have an agenda. When you've got some reason for wanting certain people to be here, whether they you think they're going to be in your voting block, whether, you know, whatever it is, or to perpetuate a problem. That's something else you see a lot of. That if it's easier for you to sit there and say, we're going to be an advocate for single mothers. If you're an advocate for single mothers, if that's your crusade in life, if single motherhood goes away because you encourage responsibility amongst women, well, then you work yourself out of a job.
Yep.
So why would you advocate responsibility amongst women? When you talk about, part of the argument is these women have rights. These women are human beings. These women, you know, these women deserve. They're the mothers of our children and blah, 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 blah. Well, how about they take a little bit of responsibility with one of those rights? Oh, don't fucking say that. Don't you dare say that. Because you don't know. You don't know where I've been. You don't know what it is. Well, I know you've been on your back at least, you know, a few times because you got these kids running around. You know, okay,
yeah,
I know it's all
up,
been hard.
Yeah, you spend a few hours, you know, popping the sucker out. Yeah, you
right.
Yeah, you stretch yourself out a little bit going through that. But, hey, no big deal to you.
Right. Or when she says that she had to drop out of high school and she had to work two jobs and she had to, you know, she had to sacrifice and suffer all these things to take care of her first one. Well, then my question is,
why did you have the second one?
Where did the other two come from? If it was so hard with the first one, well, what the hell?
Well, hell, man, you're sure the whole schmears will keep going.
It's like you're just dumb, and you shouldn't have children, and we shouldn't reward you for this. So we got about 60 seconds left to the end of the show. Thanks to everybody for calling in. We really appreciate that. We pretty much said everything that had to be said. Nobody was going to get in there and have an opinion that was going to be kind of bad and survive. I understand. That's what it is.
No, no.
You know, you come in here and say, but for the children, but for the women, and you've been eaten alive. So it was probably wise of you not to call in. So that's kind of a good thing. Unless you got anything more to add, man, I think we'll just roll the outro and call it a night.
Yeah, we'll roll the outro, man. It was a great night, dude. Great night talking to you, man.
All right, man. All right, man, cool. We'll do this again next Tuesday. Later.
Yep.